A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This is going to be interesting for those of you who like sales, who understand sales, maybe you want to know more about sales, but even more importantly, how video training can help almost anybody in any situation. My guest is Kim Robinson. Kim is with a company called D2D Training. We understand that means door-to-door training. And I suspect there are still people out there that do that. Kim, welcome to the broadcast. Nice to have you here, man.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we were talking off mic about you had a long and storied career in television and in production and video work. With major corporations across the United States. And then you land in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I got to do something for a living, right?
Well, we were living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we decided to move. And, London, Paris, Rome, those were also like last week. So we decided our future lay in Des Moines, Iowa.
And out we came.
And that was 18 years ago.
Wow.
I love living here.
All right. So let's talk about what it is you do, because we want to uncover this right at the beginning. The name of the company is Door-to-Door Training, so that would tell me that's something to do with sales.
Yeah. not much gets by you.
Yeah, I know.
I got to say.
I took notes.
And there you go. Actually, I teach people how to sell door-to-door. That's what the primary thrust of my focus of my company is, to teach door-to-door salespeople how to be successful.
Now, do people still sell door-to-door?
I get asked that question a lot. And, of course, I point out that the people ask me that question live in very nice neighborhoods. And door-to-door salespeople tend to be afraid to go into nice neighborhoods.
Yeah, why?
Because people call the cops on them. Oh, my God,
there's a door-to-door salesperson. See, that doesn't make any sense to me, because if you're going to sell something, and you'd probably want to go to a more affluent area to do that, because they got money.
Bingo. Okay. My focus is on telecommunications, cable companies.
Really?
Teaching people how to sell video, internet, and telephone service door to door. Every cable company in America, that was my corporate training. That's what I came, the
sure.
industry I came up in was cable television, is cable television. And I started as a door to door sales rep in San Francisco selling cable service for Viacom door-to-door, commission only, door-to-door. Yeah, not an easy road to hoe.
No, it's not.
But when you figure out how to do it, it's a great way to make a living. It really is.
And so, all right, I got to come back to that question again. I know they sell vacuum cleaners still door-to-door. I know.
Kirby.
Yeah,
there you
I mean,
go.
My son used to be a Kirby vacuum.
There you have it.
I know they sell water conditioning services door to door. But I didn't realize they were selling cable TV and
video, internet, and telephone.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was just video with premium channels when I started.
So even today, they're doing that.
Every cable company in America has a door to door sales team.
Get out of here. I had no idea.
And it's because for video, internet, and telephone service, everybody's got it. I mean, those are services that everyone has,
right.
Video, internet, especially the internet now. And when I mentioned that people who live in affluent neighborhoods rarely see those door-to-door salespeople, it's because the nature of the job, they tend to go where there's a lot of churn, people moving a lot. Lower end areas.
It's not static, so that the people that are there are turning over, so there's greater opportunity to catch somebody.
Well, yeah, to play that numbers game. Thrust of the teaching of what I put on video is pointing out that they got it all wrong. Go to the neighborhoods like where I live, where you live, because we all have all those services. The difficult part is you then have to actually sell. You don't just ride the churn. You've actually got to know how to start the conversation, guide people through the process, that.
Wait, here, let me just give you a scenario I think is probably pretty accurate. All right. I have whatever I have for cable or satellite or whatever the hell it is. I got that. All right. I don't know what somebody else might have, because I'm pretty satisfied with what I've got, even though they keep jacking the price on me all the time, And then I call and I say, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do this. And they lower the price again. It's crazy. So,
yep. That's how it goes, right?
It is.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to me that if I don't know how all this works, I don't know. For example, Mediacom. I mean, they're based out of what? Missouri, I think it is. Or I don't know where they are. But
upstate New York.
Is that where they are now?
Anyway, but this is their biggest system. I mean, this is the jewel in the
so I would suspect that they would send somebody out to your neighborhood, my neighborhood, somebody else's neighborhood, and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm just here to update you on the opportunities that we have versus what you currently have."
Yeah. That's about it.
And let me go further with this. If I'm a Mediacom, because I'm using those guys, I know who subscribes and who doesn't subscribe because I've got that list. Right?
Right.
This would be like, yeah.
Like, yeah. Like a great way to make a living.
Yeah, like picking apples.
Well, there are a number of issues at play here. Number one is, the competitors have good products.
Sure.
Now, I've been in certain markets where the competitive product is horrible.
Right.
And therefore, it was truly like just pulling apples off a tree making sales. I've got this great product. You've got this really crummy one. Right. Switch, and there you go. Okay, that's not selling. That's just, you know, letting people
know
you're there.
Right.
But in today's market, the competitors, all providers, have good products. DirecTV, Dish, those are good products. Those are good services. You know, Quest has a good telephone service. They've got a reliable internet. Not as good. No internet service is as good as you can get with a hardline, hardwire cable company, period. I mean, there's that. And the fact at the fair, and I asked the DirecTV guy to hear his pitch, and he goes, "Well, what do you have for internet?" And I said, "Well, Mediacom." He goes, "Yeah, you should stay with them for that." I thought, you know, and you should get a different job, pal. Yeah, right. But nonetheless, so the key is in success with door-to-door sales is to be able to start the conversation. If you can't you can't close the sale, you can't start. And the biggest issue is that when people open the door and they realize that stranger on the porch is trying to sell them something, they automatically say no.
Defense,
I mean, that's
defense.
I'm done. I'm good with what I've got, right?
Right.
And what door-to-door, the reason I make a living doing this is because I teach reps how to start the conversation without offering any additional reasons to the prospect to say no. I mean, think about it.
Sure.
So many times they come to the door, one of the most common ones, because I've worked with all the large ones. We're working with Charter right now nationwide. But I was with Time Warner in New York, a couple of hundred sales reps just in the city itself. And what they were teaching their reps to do, which is extremely common in the industry, is to go to their go to the house of someone who used to have their service and say, "You know, I'm from Time Warner and you used to have us, but then you quit. Can you tell me why?" And I said, "Really? You do that?" And they go, "Well, yeah."
Starting out on a negative, isn't it?
Well, yeah, what it is. And it also invites them to remember why they quit.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right. And further, this and that. And get off my porch, okay?
All right. So we're talking about TV door-to-door. Wouldn't this system, whatever you're, how, and we're going to get into what you do in just a minute, wouldn't this work for other people? I mean, if I'm selling radio time, there are salespeople out there that are cold calling businesses today, selling newspaper, selling other kinds of print, selling radio time, selling all kinds of things that I would imagine, check me if I'm wrong, some of the same tactics that you teach for television and internet sales might work there.
Truly, not much gets by you, Michael. I'm impressed. Okay, exactly. And we've created a B2B process on how you cold call a business. It's all about how to start the conversation.
Right.
And it's not only just don't give them any additional reasons to say no, but also sell the conversation. See,
give us a
scenario. Oh, here's an example. Yeah. Here's an example. The key is when people go door to door, whatever they're selling, whether it's cable television service or whether it's meat. We had a guy come to the door selling meat, for God's sake.
Schwan's ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Those people who sell door to door tend to try to sell their product or service, whatever it is, at the door. And my point is, no. Sell the conversation that will then lead to selling the service.
All right, give me an
example. So you go, for example, any kind of the consultative sales process. Okay. Tell them who you are, what you're all about. Tell them why you're there. Give them a reason to want to talk to you more, right? So we're linking, offering a feature, why you're there. linking it to its benefit, which is what people actually buy in any sale. What they buy, what it does for them, the old what's in it for me thing, right? And then close the sale. It's as simple as that. And if you follow that process.
It's a five-point process.
Yeah, exactly. So what I teach, you come to the door, tell them who you are, admit you're a salesperson, then don't act like one. Right? As soon as you say, well, I'm a door-to-door salesperson, people expect you to put your foot in the door.
Right.
And people teach that stuff, too. People who aren't as good at it as I am. Right? Put your foot in the door, don't take no for an answer.
And I don't want you to give away too many trade secrets here, but I'm really intrigued. Hi, my name is Michael Libby. I'm with the Business News Hour. I'm here to sell you a subscription to my services. Next.
Well, first of all, hi, I'm Michael Libby with the Business News Hour. And I am out in the neighborhood looking for people, looking for other businesses that I can help improve their brand, get more publicity. How does that sound? Okay, it's all about
open-ended question.
Exactly. Close with an open-ended question. But you're looking for people you can help, which it's kind of like in
rather than them helping you by the purchase, you're trying to help them solve a problem.
Get something they want. It's like getting an envelope in the mail that says you may already be a winner. You're going to open that no matter what, right? Maybe I am. Maybe I'm probably not. I'm looking for people who I can help. Maybe I can't help you. In which case, I'm not going to BS you, and I'm going to tell you I can't.
Yeah.
Chances are I can, or I wouldn't be knocking on your door or going to your business, right? But sometimes you can't, and be square with them about it.
Interesting. So you know, this is a sales. Kim Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Kim has a company called D2D Training, door-to-door training, and we're talking about sales and videos and things that he does to assist people who sell stuff. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you're selling stuff, all of these things would work. I find it really interesting. None of anything that you're telling me do I not remember from past experience. But what I think you're saying is that salespeople, and we all sell something, by the way.
That's right.
Everybody sells something. Even, even if you're asking somebody out for a date, you are selling something.
That's the hardest sale of all when you're a kid, right? Yeah, right.
Everybody sells something. But to remember is you're saying that if I can be of service to you to help answer a problem that I may not even know you have.
Right.
But I'm waiting for you to articulate it.
And you discover that by asking them questions and listening to the response. You know, I'm out here looking for people who I can help get a better brand. Hi, I'm Michael Libby, Libby Broadcast. You know, I'm out here looking for people who I can help.
All right.
I'm Kim Robinson. Okay, so I'm selling video internet. You know, I'm Kim Robinson. I'm the district sales rep for this company in this neighborhood. And I'm out here looking for people who I can help get a much faster, more reliable internet service than they currently have. Where's a good place to sit down?
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. Not can we talk about it. That's a closed question.
Okay.
That's easy to say.
Let's
no.
talk about that.
You don't want to say anything that is easier to say no to than yes.
Yes.
Period.
Now, all right, so let's get to the crux of what you do.
Right to the crux. Let's go.
So you're creating videos for people that come to you and say, Kim, we need to train our salespeople how to do a better job at selling. And then do you then brand those to those specific clients of yours? Is that how that works?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And we also have a generic catalog of classes that sales reps all over the country. And even we had an outlet in Denmark the Netherlands for a while show them how to sell the service in step-by-step fashion. People learn by looking at video. Chances are the door-to-door sales reps are young, and young millennials learn by video.
Absolutely.
You know, when we were young, we had to read. Now you can watch it on a video.
Right.
So, yes, so cable companies come to me and say, you know, I've got 300 sales reps, and they're all over the country. So what can you do? Well, here's what we can do. We created a series of step-by-step videos. Here's exactly how to do the job. Do what I show you to do in the video, and you will make sales, guaranteed. That way, and we put it on the streaming video platform so that reps can log in anytime they want, They can watch these videos and be reminded of what they should be doing and to correct mistakes that they're making in the
now,
field.
Now, if I'm the sales manager, the executive vice president in charge of business development for somebody out there, and it doesn't necessarily have to be cable, does
right.
it? Yeah, right.
Internet, pest control?
Whatever. Yeah. Pest control. There's one.
We get a lot of pest control people.
So I can call Kim Robinson, and we will have, of course, links to Kim's website up on the radio blog. But I can get in touch with you and say, hey, I have this issue. Can you help?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can do it.
Absolutely. It's what I do.
Now, are sales techniques different depending on what you're selling? Can there be nuances to this? I get it, the open-ended questions, I understand all that, trying to find a way to yes. Are there nuances that... If I'm looking at the thing for pest control people, will that automatically transfer to a person that's selling radio?
Well, there's two parts of the sales. Good question. That's
Thank
what
you.
I should say. Good question, Michael, okay? Good question.
Very good.
The consultative sales process is a very clear, easy-to-follow process of open and closed-ended questions. There are certain fundamentals you have to hit to be successful at it. One, you have to know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to know what your product is. You have to know the benefits of owning that product. You have to know what your competitor's product is, too, so that you can actually see if needs for what you sell exist during the sales process. The key, though, but there's two parts to every cold call sale. Sell the conversation, then sell the product.
Uh-huh.
And that's what sets what I do apart from what any other sales trainer's doing is we teach
sell
them
the
how
conversation.
To sell the conversation first. And if you can't sell the conversation, then we have other techniques on how you can get names and numbers to follow up for later conversations, especially in a door-to-door environment. You don't know what's going on in that person's life.
Right.
You know?
What about referral systems? Right. And there's a ton of people out there that employ phone callers, right? And they're calling, they're cold calling people all over the place, and then they turn over these cold call referrals back to somebody that's the salesperson. Right. Same idea?
It is. A cold call sales, I mean, they're trying to sell me on wanting to talk to their salesperson. I have yet to hear anyone who's any good at it. I mean, they're just playing the numbers game. They might as well just say, and some of them do, you know, hi, I'm Joe from Acme Products. Do you want to talk to the coyote about buying an anvil?
Right.
You know? Well, no. No, thanks. You know, but if they make 5,000 calls, they're going to get a couple of people to go, yeah, sure, I like that coyote.
I hope everybody understood the Roadrunner little side thing there. That was pretty good.
Am I dating myself on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Roadrunner has always been one of my faves, man. So, yeah, so if I am getting a referral piece of paper and I'm calling on that house over there, it's relatively the same thing, but you've at least softened up. You know, somebody's going to call on you, maybe.
Exactly. For example, one of the hallmarks of the program that I've created is a way to get the person voluntarily give you their name and phone number for a follow-up call. This way, if you can't capacity, if it's not the right time for them to talk, you don't want to be pushy, okay? Pushy doesn't work, especially in door-to-door sales. You know, you back off. Assertive is fine. Pushy's not. So you back off, and then use the process that I teach and how to get them to voluntarily give you their name and number, which works wonders. And then you follow up with a phone call in a couple of days.
Hmm.
And the whole opening is totally different. You know, hi, Michael, this is Kim. We met the other day on your porch. Have you got a minute? Totally different situation.
It is.
You know, whereas before your kids were screaming, your dog's going to the toilet in your house and everything's going south fast, and now you're in a much better frame of mind and you want to talk about it. So it's
you
a
can have that conversation.
Thing. Exactly.
Sell the conversation and then the product.
That's exactly right.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Kim Robinson. We have been talking about D2D training. Good stuff, Kim. And we will have, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, links to all of this. Final question, if I might. So if I'm out there and I'm listening to this, and it doesn't matter if I'm in, you said Netherlands just a minute ago. This is a worldwide podcast, broadcast. I mean, we get all over the world on this. And interestingly enough, the third largest country that listens to us, I mean, the United States first, Canada second, Germany.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea why.
Huh.
So if you're listening in Germany, send us a postcard.
Yeah, I have German friends from college. Yeah. Hey, Walter,
and
give
then
me a call.
Berliner. On your website, can people go and get a snapshot of what it is you do?
Yeah, they can actually see a video of me talking about the program. That's what we do. Actually, the key, I mean, I do live sessions, workshops, and those are always fun. But the key to actually changing behavior, to guiding people into doing it, is to put it on video. And here, and we send it out to people. We can track who watches it. We can give the management a report of who's watching the video that they're paying for. You know, and there's a one-to-one correlation between the sales rep is not making their numbers and is griping and them not participating in the program.
If you give them the tools.
You know, they got to do it.
They
got
to do it, yeah. I have to tell you a business story that I have. As a matter of fact, we might work on this together. I have a 5-point process for trade shows. For gathering and then having a successful trade show event. We need to work on that one together.
Yes. We did make a video about how to sell at trade shows, but it was before we knew a lot, as much as we do now, about how to make video.
His name is Kim Robinson, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links to his website up on our radio blog. Thanks for doing this, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, that was a fun conversation with Kim Robinson about door-to-door sales, and more importantly, door-to-door sales training videos. Good stuff, and we will have links to Kim's website up on our radio blog. Well, that stops another day of broadcasting here for the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for clicking through. For all of us associated with putting this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Kim Robinson, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.